After week four, the Cleveland Browns were the NFL's best rushing offense, with Isaiah Crowell and Duke Johnson carrying the load and making life easier for rookie quarterback Cody Kessler. The last 2 weeks, though, have been a big change for the worse, and the Browns are looking ahead to week seven and trying to fix those problems in the running game that have plagued them over the last 2 weeks. Injuries have been a problem throughout the entire Browns roster, but they haven't reared their heads at running back, as Crowell and Johnson are both healthy and able and contributing as much as they can. The issue here, though, may be on the offensive line, where the Browns have dealt with a number of injuries, position changes, and new faces in new places over the last 2 weeks, giving this unit little stability. One season after, stability was the only thing this group had. In week four, the Browns broke in Austin Ryder at center and put John Greco back at his normal spot at right guard and had one of their better rushing efforts of the season. Then Ryder went down with a knee injury, John Greco had to go back to center, and Alvin Bailey was placed at right guard. 1 week later, Joel Bitonio was lost for the season with a foot injury, moving Bailey to left guard, putting Cam Irving back at center, and Greco back at right guard. Fortunately for the Browns, that looks like the unit that they'll put back on the field this week against the Bengals, giving them a rare instance of the same offensive line in back-to-back weeks so far this season. Kessler in the Browns passing game did a good job and almost got the Browns to the finish line against Tennessee with a season high in passing yards, but they could really use some help in the Browns running game, and the team knows it. That's why a balanced effort will be required if the Browns are to pick up their first win this week at Paul Brown Stadium. Keep it locked on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app for all the latest updates heading into the Browns trip to Cincinnati.
Here we go, Brownies! Here we go!
Complimented Cody on just how much he's progressed here over four weeks.
Yeah, he's playing better every week. It's impressive to see a rookie do the things that he does, commit himself during the week to practice, to meetings, to self-study, and you can see it showing up on the field. He's playing really well for anybody, not just a rookie.
Well,
I will say Cody's done about as well as any rookie that I can remember. He's done a tremendous job. I think he surprised a lot of people.
Joe, when you see a video of Vontaze Burfict, do you think he's a player who crosses the line between legal and illegal hits, dirty and not dirty?
Well, he definitely tries to get under his opponent's skin, and sometimes he lets emotion get the best of him.
Did you see the recent hit of him hitting Martellus Bennett?
I did, yeah, and you know it looks rough, and I guess we'll see what happens.
But Joe, the hit Poyer took on Sunday was within the rules of the game, but is that a play that should be outlawed in the NFL? I mean, that is essentially targeting when you have a free run at a guy for 20 yards like that.
I guess I'm not familiar with exactly what happened. I thought they threw a flag on it, right? And then they said it shouldn't have been a flag.
No. They gave him the 15-yard.
So
maybe an ejection or something.
Oh, beyond just a 15-yard and a fine?
Yeah.
It seems that the NFL is hesitant to get into ejections because they don't want to determine the outcome of a game by removing somebody from the field of play. I mean, even on defenseless hits on receiver, they haven't done it yet like they have in college. I think they believe that the heavy fine system that they have in place and the heavy penalties right now is enough. I don't know. I guess I haven't thought about it any deeper than that. I think there's always going to be certain plays that happen in a game that you try to legislate out, but when guys are playing the way they're playing aggressively and violently and as fast as they can, sometimes those things happen, and you don't want them to happen. But even if you do have ejections, I don't know if you're going to completely always eliminate that type of a play.
Joe, while we're on this subject, Poyer tweeted yesterday, he wasn't pleased that the Titans player posted that hit on a video that hit on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Is that crossing the line? I mean, when a guy puts another guy in a hospital and puts the video out there like that.
I guess I'm not familiar with exactly the drama revolving around that, but certainly you'd hope that there was some sensitivity involved when, you know, a guy does go to the hospital because of a hit. And I think that's one thing that I'd like to see the NFL do is not use highlights of plays that were penalties, like celebrating, you know. If you celebrate with the football, they like to use that as way to market the game, but yet they fine and penalize players for it. Same thing with the big hits, and I think there was an issue a few years ago, actually on Muhammad Massacoy, a Browns player, where James Harrison had a big hit across the middle as a penalty, and then they were using that as like the cover photo of something they were trying to sell. So I think it's a double standard that I'd like to see the NFL look at a little bit. And if they're going to try to legislate something out of the game, they shouldn't also try to promote it from a marketing standpoint.
But the, hey, Joe, I mean, the players have to, I mean, is there some kind of, or should there be some kind of code among players where, you know, player safety issue is supposed to be a huge deal to you guys. And, I mean, obviously you didn't do, but some guys are posting stuff.
Yeah, like I said, I think there should be some sensitivity involved with that type of a thing, and you got to be careful with what you're promoting, because obviously when you're promoting a play that was a penalty and that got somebody hurt, maybe that's not the right thing that you want to promote for your own brand.
Hey Joe, most of the time you've been here, you've had at least some stability on your offensive line, but that's not been the case this year. So what effect has that had on making the run problems the last couple of years?
Well, we have had a lot of shuffles on the offensive line, and probably more than I can ever remember. we had a couple guys in there, and Alex Mack and Mitchell Schwartz, that hardly ever missed a play, much less start. And so I think we kind of were taking it for granted that we had good stability on the offensive line. And this year we've been shuffling a lot, but that's the nature of the NFL, and when guys get hurt, you have to have people that are prepared to step up and play as well as the person that was starting ahead of them. It does create a different challenge when you have different faces across each position, because I think offensive line requires a degree of coordination that probably no other position group on an NFL team requires. So you have to kind of kick your coordination into overdrive to be able to try to get yourself and get all five guys on the same page for Sundays.